In today's gospel, Christ promises to send the Holy Spirit to be with us forever. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. One day in a college economics class, the professor was talking about advertising slogans and how effective they are or aren't, as the case may be. And he said to the class, "Now tell me, which company uses the slogan, 'Fly the friendly skies'?" So somebody put up their hand and identified the airline that was the slogan for. And he said, "Okay, what about 'Don't leave home without it'?" So somebody put up their hand, identified the credit card company. And then he said, "Well, what about 'Just do it'?" Somebody put up their hand and said, "My mother said that." And usually she added, "Because I said so." You know, it's true though, isn't it, that for many of us, when we think about our relationship with our parents, our moms and dads, we can recall those kinds of things. "Just do it." When I hear confessions of little children particularly, and you know, this is even some of us, I'm sure, remember this, going to confession as little children. What was one of the things you always said to the priest? "I disobeyed my mummy and daddy. I disobeyed my mummy and daddy." Now, I share that with you today because I think in today's gospel, Christ is requiring of those of us who love him that we do obey him. We obey him. He says, "If you love me, you will keep my word. You will obey me." Now, that whole concept of obedience is not a very popular concept in our culture today. Nobody likes to be told to do anything by anybody else. In fact, when's the last time you even heard the word obedience? We talk about it for training our animals, obedience school. Maybe we talk about it about obeying the law, whatever the law might be. But even then, you know, we say it, obey the law. We're not so sure we like that idea. A lot of people feel free to disregard the law. We all want to be masters of our own ships. We all want to make our own decisions. We all want to play it by ear. We want to, you know, we make our own morality, do everything we want. Nobody's telling me anything. Obedience is not a popular concept. But that's what the Lord says today. If you love me, you will obey my word. Reminds me of a story told about this owner of a company who was going to go off and take a sabbatical. So before he left, he called the whole company together and he said, "Now look, I'm going to be gone for a year, maybe 2 years. But while I'm gone, I'll send you letters telling you what I want you to do." So they said, "Fine." So he goes off, and he was gone for about a year and a half. But he faithfully sent letters to them about what he asked, wanted them to do, and so forth. So after a year and a half, he comes back, walks up the front door of the building of the company, and he's appalled at what he sees. The windows are dirty, unwashed. The flower beds aren't taken care of. He goes into the building. The receptionist is asleep at her desk. He goes into his big office and he looks, and you know, looking at the ledgers, the company's lost money while he's been away. So he calls the whole company together and he said, "What's going on?" He said, "Didn't you get my letters?" "Well, yeah, we got your letters, sure." "Well, didn't you read them?" "Of course we read them. In fact, we had a letter study group every Friday afternoon before we left work. We studied your letters very carefully. In fact, there are people who actually memorized some of what the letter said because it was very, very inspirational. We memorized it." So he said, "Let me understand this. You got my letters. You studied them. Some of you even memorized them. What did you do about them?" They said, "What do we do about them?" "Nothing." That's the point, isn't it? Jesus is saying us today, what are you doing about my word? What are you doing about my word? If you love me, you'll obey my commands. So the question we might ask ourselves is this: why? Why should we obey the Lord's commands? Why should we be obedient to him? For one very simple reason. Because he loves us and he wants to lead us to joy. And he knows where joy is and how joy is found. So we obey him because he's got our good at heart. He knows what's good for us and what will lead us to joy. Go back, you know, again to the example of your parents. Who of you can imagine your father ever saying this to you as you were growing up? "Look, don't worry about it. I skipped a lot of school too. Stay in bed." I don't think so. Your father said, "Get up, get on the bus." Or your mother, seeing you in the shirt you've had on for 5 days. Imagine her saying to you, "Let me smell that. Oh, that's all right, that's good for another week." "No way," your mother said, "take that thing off and put a clean shirt on." Or again, one of your parents saying, "Look, don't worry about it. Don't take your jacket with you today. The 15-degree wind chill will someday go up. Don't worry about it, you know." Of course not. They told you to do those things. They wanted you to do them, asked you to obey them because they were concerned about you. They wanted good for you. And that's the way it is with the Lord. That's why he wants us to obey him, so that he can lead us into joy. And he knows how we get there. Now, having said that, how much joy is there in America today? You look around our country. How much joy, real joy, do you find? Divisions, hatred. Just again this week, we saw that horrible shooting my mind's gone. Where did it take place? Colorado, yeah. Terrible shooting. This young man goes in and guns down 10, 12 people, whatever it was. And that's, you know, that's just happening all the time. How do we explain that sort of thing? See, it's too easy to say that he's insane. He may have very well have had problems. And many of these people who do these sorts of things might have problems. But what fuels them? What fuels them? They go online. They hear all of these hate things going on. They hear criticism of now again, part of the problem, of course, for us is, and we have to face this. It's very painful for me to say this afternoon to you, very painful for you to hear it. But most of these shootings are done by who? White people. Sad to say that, but it's true, isn't it? And who are they shooting? Black people, Jewish people, Hispanic people, Asian people. Hate crimes in this country have gone up exponentially in the last 2 or 3 years. Why? Where does all this come from? All this hate, all this fear of the other, all this fear of other people who are different from us. So it seems like there are an awful lot of people who are afraid of something, of losing whatever it is they think they've got, and they want to blame other people for it, and they hate them for what they think is happening. If we obeyed Jesus' commands, would that be happening in our country? If people, and many of these people who are doing these things, would think of themselves as Christians. That's the sad part. They would think of themselves as Christians. If you love me, you will obey my commands. And what's the most basic command of the Lord? Love one another as I have loved you. Which means you can't look on other people, another race or another religion or another, you can't look on them and hate them. Because when you do, and you take out your vengeance that way, it leads to turmoil. And how far are we from dissolution as a nation? Because we can't respect and love one another. Loving other people doesn't mean you agree with them all the time. Loving other people doesn't mean you can't have disagreements, and even violent disagreements, but you don't hate them for it. You know, the men of St. Joseph were meeting this morning here, and we were talking about the Our Father. We're going to say that prayer again at Mass today. And just think for a minute about the word Our. Our. And when we pray that prayer, we pray Our. We don't pray My Father. We pray Our Father. Who's the Our? Who's the Our? It's everybody who looks upon God as God. So imagine today, I used this example this morning. Imagine a Ukrainian soldier praying the Our Father and a Russian soldier praying the Our Father at the same time. When they say Our, is it the same God they're praying to? When they say Our, don't they recognize that everybody who prays to the Father then becomes their brother and sister? So how can you kill each other? If you love me, you will obey my word, and I will lead you to joy. You don't obey my word, look where you end up. So when Jesus says to us, love one another as I love you, obey the commandments, forgive one another, take care of the poor, when he's saying those things, he's saying them to us because he wants to lead us to joy. So as we gather today, let's ask him for the grace to recognize that obedience, at least to him, is not a dirty word. Obedience is what he asks of us so that he can lead us to peace and joy. May we discover that and follow him truly to peace and joy. May God bless you.